everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My special guest from the Senator for American Progress Action Fund is Wiyade James. She's their senior director for K-12 policy. She was previously vice president of organizational advancement, the American Association of Colleges for Teacher Education. She began her career as an educational advocate assisting families of children with disabilities in the Washington, D.C. public school system. And that's right where we ran out of time. Literally, I wanted to get all of your thoughts in, Dr. James. Voucher and charter schools do not meet the needs of students that require specialized education as a general point. When we look at moving into challenges that may not be, say, an IEP necessitating challenges, but just a full belly and the school lunch program and meal programs, Donald Trump is moving to dismantle that. Can you talk about how this reaches beyond children with learning challenges and really will end up touching every child whose family wants to and accesses public education?
Yeah. So yes, but before the commercial break, we were talking about IDEA. And I think what we want to, I want to make sure it's clear here is that those students who are covered by IDEA, students with disabilities, will have less access, right, to a quality education when we try to privatize the system. Because those schools are not required to serve those students. And to your point about the National School Lunch Program, the Project 2025, again, you know, what is happening, what we're seeing right now is a direct implementation of Project 2025, which, you know, the Trump administration during the campaign tried to distance themselves away from the playbook. But what we're seeing them implement is exactly what the playbook outlined, which was to eliminate the National School Lunch Program, the community eligibility provision in that program, which essentially allows schools that serve a high concentration of students, low-income students, to be eligible for free or reduced price lunch, the entire school. So they're pushing, again, to remove those protections that will only increase, you know, hunger, childhood hunger, and students to be able to do well academically, because we know when students' basic needs are not met, think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If they don't have healthy meals in school, how are they going to function and do well academically? So that is a concern that will impact all families and all children.
Yeah, just to put some meat on the bones of what Dr. James is talking about, folks, 15.2% of Wisconsin public school enrolled kids are served by the IDEA. In other words, they need IEPs. There are nearly 500,000 children in Wisconsin that participate in the free or reduced lunch program, all on the chopping block as Donald Trump implements Project 2025. It is truly a scary time. And when we look at the brass tacks of the numbers here in the state of Wisconsin, in the 23 to 24 school year, it's somewhere around the ballpark of $700 million that have been siphoned off from our public schools here in Wisconsin and given to these choice schools that don't have standards, that don't have to take all children, regardless of aptitude or pocketbook. What should people do, Dr. James, in response to this wholesale attack on public education?
Yeah, and before I jump into sort of what you can do, I would add too that, please, you know, Wisconsin schools, about 50% of Wisconsin schools are actually have Title I programs. That's another program that's under threat that we didn't get to discuss. So yes, 51% of Wisconsin schools are Title I schools. So and we know that the proposal in Project 2025 and what the administration is seeking to do is to eliminate Title I, is to phase out that program, not just phase it out, but turn the responsibility over to states. So in terms of what you know, advocates and educators can do is to make sure that you are present at those school board meetings, is to make sure that you are aware of, you know, how your state legislature is actually, what type of proposals they're putting forth, ensuring that, you know, legislation is being introduced to protect and also to provide more resources for students, particularly low-income students, students who have limited English proficiency, students with disabilities, really having, making sure that you have a pulse on what's happening at the local level, and making sure that those students who are most vulnerable are getting the resources that they need, particularly our Title I schools and IDEA population. So I would say, you know, definitely also support educators. I feel like educators are, they're at the front lines of a lot of this, because we know that when children are in classrooms hungry, it may manifest in terms of behavior challenges, right? It may manifest in many other ways, and our educators are essentially the first responders. So as much as possible, try to make sure that, you know, if there's an educator, educators are listening to this, making sure that you are in coalition with others on the ground, and working with affiliates through your unions to really ensure that you have the resources, the tools, and the support to advocate for your needs.
Folks, that is Wiyade James, Dr. Wiyade James. She is the Senior Director for K-12 Education Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. I thank you for your time, Dr. James. And in case you don't know what Title I is, everybody, it's how public schools get their funding. And most public schools get their funding from the feds through Title I grants, which trickle down. If you dismantle, of course, the Federal Department of Education, all of that funding gets very fractured. If it reaches your public school at all. That is part of the danger. It is existential. It is real. Support your public schools and your public teachers. Tell them thank you to begin. And to Miss Jones, Miss Wood, and all of the amazing teachers that I had at Rufus King High School for the College Bound back in the 90s, I thank you for my A-class education. My thanks to you, Dr. James. We're going to be back in a few minutes, folks, with Dom Salvia, for In Case You Missed It. We're going to talk about that musky odor that you smell in the federal government. All that coming up next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.